Then tonight, we've got one or two testimonies that we're going to share. But just before we do that, I just want to show you one or two slides that I read this morning. And people might be asking, but why do we have testimonies in church? It's not because me and Jolene need a break from preaching. That too. But it's important that the church hears the stories of the church. And so when we testify, we tell of what God has done. And so to testify means to speak, to testify of something or someone, and to give your account of what happened. And so when we hand the mic to somebody in church, it's an opportunity for them to raise the faith bar in the church and to give glory to God. That is why we testify. And like Jolene said, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy as well. And so that's really powerful. So let's look at those two scriptures there from the Psalms. The first one, 145, says, "Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power." And so the writer here is saying we have a job, and our job is to open our mouths and to talk about what God has done. And especially in this context, it's parent to children, one generation to the next. In fact, one of the scriptures actually says, "One generation shall praise the works of God to another, shall shabach the works of God to another." It will tell the works of God and tell of the mighty acts of God, and they will proclaim God's power. Let's go to that next psalm there quickly. "My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long." Isn't that an amazing thought? "My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long." Okay? Some people know what it's like if somebody talks all day long. It's quite long, huh? But the Bible says my mouth won't stop talking. And it's basically, it's speaking of somebody is just, you know, when somebody's just, "I just got to say something." It's like, I know I've got my horse going like, doof, 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 doof. And I feel like I'm choked up, but I got to say something because, God, you deserve the glory. "So my mouth will tell of your righteous deeds and your saving acts all day long, though I know not how to relate them all." Okay? "I will come." Okay? If you're yet to testify tonight, yet gekom. You came with something to say. "I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone." And so that's why we have testimony services, is because we've got a job, and our job is to speak, to tell, to proclaim. There's nothing worse than a quiet Christian. Do you know, how do people get saved? How does Paul say people get saved? By the hearing of the word. How do you hear the word when somebody preaches it? Okay? So if nobody's opening their mouths and telling about the good news, the gospel, nobody's get saved. Nobody's going to get saved. And so I want to say, if you're a Christian here tonight and you don't speak about the things of God, then something's wrong. Okay? You don't get quiet Christians. I know Francis of Assisi said, what did he say? He said something like, basically implied that people will watch your life and get saved. And I know that the thought behind that is a good thought. It's basically saying, what, preach the gospel and if possible, use words. And if necessary, use words. And theologically, I don't agree with that, okay? I know I'm not a major theologian, or I don't have a fancy name or anything, but the Word of God says we need to proclaim the Word of God. People hear the Word of God when we preach the Word of God. And I want to say that when you open your mouth and you give God the glory, not yourself the glory, you give God the glory, it sparks faith and it raises expectation of what God can do. And so that's what tonight is about. And without further ado, I'm not testifying. I sound like I'm testifying, but I'm testifying about testifying. Okay, but I'm not testifying tonight. So who's testifying? There's two people. Mallory, kick us off. Let's give Mallory a hand. Lekker Mallory. Woo-hoo.
Kick us off. Quick check. Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's a privilege to, what did you say? Proclaim of the mighty acts, O Sovereign Lord. Yeah, this is a privilege. So, yeah, I was a bit unsure if I should share all of this, but I just felt it's just good to give God the glory for what he's been doing. So in the past maybe four years, I've undergone a lot of deliverance, to be very honest. Long time ago, I didn't believe in any of it. I thought people were very weird. Very weird. And then I experienced the freedom of God, which you're almost like when Paul speaks of a new creation, you're a different person completely. And so I've received deliverance in many occasions from different things. And so I've experienced what it is like to be oppressed or possessed of any what else, compressed. And yeah, and so I know what it is to be there and what it is to not be there, to be freed by God. And so a while back I was testifying about, that he had prayed for me about, I think it was unworthiness or something. And I testified that evening about it, and I was just talking about it, and I locked eyes with someone, and I just sort of knew, God just sort of made me know there's something there, and that person looked to me, but it seems like something else looked at me with fear, knowing like, and I just felt God saying, today, that's happening today. And I normally am very like, well, I used to be, but normally I question it, okay, God, must I do it, must I not? But that moment I just knew, we're praying for that person today, and it's going tonight, that's it. And I thought, that's odd, but cool. And so I tried to catch the person as they sort of felt like they needed to leave quickly. So I climbed over a few chairs and I caught them and I was like, can I pray? And the person said, no, I don't want to be a burden. I don't think you should pray. And so I said, let me just pray in tongues. And the person was like, okay, you can do that. And then eventually we started praying and eventually there was a whole big thing and the demon eventually spoke to me, but the person was unaware. And it wasn't too dramatic or anything, but it said what it was. And eventually, it was quite stubborn, it said to me why it was there. And it was just a lie that that person believed. We could speak the truth, and then it had no grounds to be there. And then we could, and it fled, and the person is completely different now. Completely a different person. And I just praise God that that's possible. And it's real. And so, and I was just became mind blown and a bit, what just happened? A few weeks ago, the Shofar band was here, what is it, 2 or 3 weeks terug. And that weekend I was there with them in the workshop, and there was a girl in our group. We divided into groups for writing songs. And so she was in our group, and she started crying, and we felt pretty bad. We thought maybe she didn't have a chance to say what she wanted to say, so I tried to speak to her, and she didn't want to speak to me, and I was like, okay, maybe we really hurt her feelings. So eventually we got talking, and she said, no, she can't worship, but she's going through a process. She's walking with God, and don't worry, she doesn't want to burden me with anything. And I was like, it's really not a burden. And she said, no, and we didn't do much. We prayed a bit. And the next day was a Sunday, and the band was singing, but it was like the praise part. So saying, welcome home, sis lekker. Everybody was laughing and dancing. And this girl was on the floor crying. And I felt rage, but I think a holy rage, which I'd never feel. And I just felt God being like, you will no longer be oppressed. You'll no longer feel like that. And I just remember going, okay, but I can't pray for her now. Like, we're doing worship and praise, and there's too many people, can't get to her. And then, just as I thought that, Jason was saying, I think there's going to be deliverance today. Please come forward. So everybody moved out of the way. So I was like, okay, that solves the problem. And then I went to her and I just put my hand on her and I just felt, I felt so led. Like normally I'm asking, God, what must I do? I can't even wait to do it. And I just knew what to do. I just felt God saying, okay, do it. Then I do it. Okay, do it. And then I did. And he just said to me what to pray. So we were there. I was praying, but every time I tried to pray for the thing, she started like shaking and things. So I said to her, look at me in the eyes. And we started praying and doing deliverance in amongst everybody worshiping. And I was saying like, you will get out of her, because I just felt this rage, because I know, and I know that I know that God has power over those things, because it happened in me. So I don't have to doubt or think or wonder what I'm going to do. I just know God has done it. So there's no space for rejection in her life or abandonment of Aldachit. And he just delivered her. And for the first time that weekend, she stood up and she was laughing and twirling and praising. Of not twirling, but turning. Yeah. And I just, and I just wanted to give God the glory for that. That's just incredible. And all we have to do is just be, just act with me. Sometimes I wasn't even aware and God just pointed me in the direction, just showed me what now. So yeah, it's very encouraging. It's really not us, like you always say. And God is so faithful and he really doesn't want us to feel like that. That's just what I saw. Like he went after those people. Maybe rage is not the right word, but just it was not okay that she had to feel so suppressed. She couldn't worship God in joy. That's what I felt God was feeling almost for a moment. And that just gave me the boldness to go to her. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Mallory. Wow. Amen. Wow, that was powerful. It's for freedom that Christ came to set us free. And I agree with you. It's just his heart that none of his children would suffer like that. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mallory. Vasili says, yay, ne? That's it. Kom, geef haar lekker handen klap. Jy is welkom om Afrikaans ook te praat, hoor. Net soos jy wil.
Amen. Middag Amo, Nand Amo, Nand Pastor, Nand Jolene. Ek het so lang gewag vir hierdie oomblik en het is nou hier. Ek eer die Here, gee hom al die eer vanaand, want die eer kom hom toe. Ek het al die jare gedink, ek is verlos, ek is vry, ek is bly, ek is alright. Maar toe kom ek in hierdie kerk. Ek het geloop, ek het nie bekeer, ek het alles gedoen wat ek moet. Maar dat is iets. En ek gaan count to three toe. Daardie aand kry ek my verlossing in hierdie kerk. Ek het nooit geweet, ek is hier los van destijds sonde nie, wat ek gedoen het. Ek het nie geweet, ek is gebond niets van die sonde van my verlede nie. Maar laas week, ek het van die vrede af kan te drie toegegaan, die vrede aan, ek het geheel, ek het gesê, Here, wat, hoekom voel ek so? Toe sê, jy moet die mense gaan vergewe wat jy dinge aangedoen het. En ek sê, jy gee hierdie Here al die eer, ek begin van Desmond af. Ek sê, Desmond, ek vraag om vergifnis vir jou, wat ek gedoen het. Toe Christie vir my aflei, vraag so my dadelijk vergifnis in die donkerte. Want die Here sê, jy moet die lig wees in die duisternis. En ek vraag so my dadelijk om vergifnis. En ek vraag om vergifnis vir my mense, want dit het vrede aan voor my afgespeel. Vir wie moet ek allemaal om vergifnis vraag? Vir my kinders. Ek het my dochter groot gemaak. Ek het my klinken groot maak, maar ek het my dochter groot, ek het die ma groot maak, vraag om vergifnis, wat ek aan jou gedoen het, ek het dit weggesteel van jou, of jy jou ma verlang, en ek was nie daar nie, ek gaat die nog in nie, ek sê vast, ek sê, mamme, ek vergewe jou, want jy het my vergewe, want ek het haar dochter groot gemaak, dis het ek geleer in hierdie kerk, vergifnis, ek het geleer, moenie dink jy's niks. Ek was so opgekrop. Ek het gevoel ek is lelik. Ek is die regte mens nie. In hierdie kerk het ek geleer jy's 'n mens. Ek voel bold, ek voel goed omdat ek hier staan, omdat ek het my verlossing hier gekry. Ek het geloop soos ene kom pas ek in nie, maar nou weet ek pas in. Bekante 3. Liesel het vir my gebid. Liesel het vir my leiding gegee. En ek gee die Here al die eer. Toe ek daardie trane klag huil het, toe voel ek soos 'n mens. Voel ek soos 'n babietjie, ek is na aan my pa. Jesus, soos ek na aan die Here en ek voel vanaand so. Ek voel so ek wil nie weg uit jou as hulle by huis soek praat. Ek wil nie eens deel wiese van ek voel nie ek wil so na die Here wees. Here, ek doen nog verkeerd, maar U weet dit. U weet, maar U is lief vir my. So voel ek vanaand. Ek het 'n klomp familie gekry. Kyk my klomp familie. Ek verlang eens my eie familie want ek wil net by hierdie familie wees wat ek ontmoet het hier by Jesus. Ek voel na aan my mense. Toe daar is 'n sistertjie op my sê sy naam en 'n man. Ek voel so na aan as iemand net met my praat, dan voel ek. Ek dis gebied wat nog doen in die kombuisie. Vir oggend nie. Ek het niks geweet nie, maar die Here het leiding gegee, die Here het mense ingestuur. So jy voel trots om sy dogter te wees. Nou so voel ek vanaand. Ek voel trots om te sê ek is 'n kind van die Here. Ek het dit so gevoel nie. Ek het leeg gevoel. Ek kan nou die liefde wat ek hier ontmoet in die sofa ken. Kon ek Vrydag 'n ander suster, jy het daai liefde wat ek hier gekry. Kon ek dit vir iemand in Blekheid gaan gee? Ek kon so Vrydagoggend reik in die taxi. Ek ry 2 taxi's. Want ek moet by ek sê vir hulle stuur nie vir my geld dat ek kan deurkom te by julle. Hulle sê mos ek bid vir mense reg mense gesond so sê nou gesê dit is so. Maar ek gaan nou. Ek gaan net sê Here, ek vat net iets wat U sê ek moet saamvat. Ek het so bid met ek vat dit ook saam. En ek doen al sy instruksies wat ek hier gekry het. Doen ek dit op haar. Op haar seun, op haar man. Die man gebruik drugs. En hulle die man bekeer hom tot God. Die vrou kom, sy sê sy wou net, waar sit jou kerk, jou sofa kerk? Waar sit dit? Ek sê kom gaan uit binne daar of hier kerk naby julle is. Ek is daar in Blekkie. Vrydagoggend. Ek gaan help mense dat is rem, die klonk wat my kom help by die dag. Haar klonk kom help my. In Bielwil, in die mall. En daar, hy sê ren nou 'n vrou wat sy kind doodgeskiet is. En die Here sê raak aan net so aan. En ek raak aan net sê ek is jammer. En ek klim met in die Here sê in die kar. Die Here sê jy moet nou uitklim, jy moet vir haar gaan bid. En ek gaan bid vir haar. En ek sê Here, kry net hierdie mense in die hande wat haar kind, want ek voel haar seer. Ek sê Here wat haar seun weggevat het. Ek is nog haar van pas toe moet ons nou ry. En vir my gaan aflei en bel wat ek weer kan terugkom. Kom klop sy nie vrou se deur wat ek by is. By vir Veronica se deur. Sy vra, wat is hy vrou se nommer wat vir my gebid het? Sy sê die vrou sit nog hier binne. Die vrou is nog hier. En sy sê, hulle het nou gebel en gesê, dat die polis, ek moet die polis se polisiestasie toe gaan. Hulle het hy mense gekry wat die kinders. So gou werk die Here. So gou werk ons God. Hy's getrou. Hy's gedig. En ek gee vir hom, ek sê, jy wil ek met jou gebed doen op die foon, en toe ek vanmiddag ook by huis kom, moet ek weer vir haar bid. Ek moet weer vir Veronica bid. Dis hoe ons God uitleef. Hoe leef ons God uit? Hoe demonstreer ons, ek en hy kom op, en toe sê ek vir hy man, hy praat van die bok, hy so vaak, ek sê, wil jy na ons kerk, kom nie vaak raak, kom na ons kerk, dit wat pastor sê, moet vir God uitleef. Hy sê, hoe, ek sê, ons worship, ons nooi die Here, en hy sê, hoe, hy hou so van die worship, ek sê, kom, want ons moet praat, ons moet sê, sê al sê dit verkeerd ook, sê net dat die Here is daar, want ek het God weer ervaar hier, want ek het tyd, wat ek gevoel het, ek is niks, toe maak God weer van my een mens, ek voel nou weer soos een mens, ek het gevoel, ek wil amper opgegeet op Desmond, ek wil gesê, nie gaan, ek wil niks meer, nie, ek wil net in een gat, en ek was in een gat, maar toe kom al God my uit, die vrede aan, uit daar die gat uit, en God sê, my dogter, waar is jy? Ek het jou geboorte van jou moeder tyd af. Ek was klein toe my moeder dood, en toe ek so opgekeek, vrou, jy, waar is my ma? En hy het al die part van die klein tyd achter my gekeek. Toe kie groot, ek is 53 jaar oud. Kiekie lang het God achter my gekeek, toe die mens my dood wil hee, toe het God vir my opgelig. God het gesê, nie, jylle gaan nie vir haar dood maak, en soos ek, kom ek in. Ek was opgesny, my oog is uitgaan, my kop is vol gat, my hande was, maar God, het, ek het gelê soos 'n mens, ek is klaar dood. Maar God sê, ek gaan lewe in jou nisgaie plaas. En ek vraag, waar is ek nou, toe, want hulle het my opgesny, want die man wil my verkrag het. En hy los my vir dood, maar het skree. En ek het al die dinge deurgaan. Maar Jesus ek nog steeds. En ek was opgemaak. En die tweede op, die eerste opmaak, hulle kree my nie by nie. Maar ek sien, soos ek, hulle sê, hier kom sy by, hier kom sy by. Toe was ek in 'n ander wereld. Ek was nie meer mensie, ek was klaar dood. Toe los hulle vir my daar in hulle my nou net in die laaie sit. En ek lê daar en ek skrik wakker, maar waar is ek nou, kom kreek so koud? Kom kreek so koud? En ek kyk so my, is net een vaal liggie. En ek sit reg op. Die man, ek hoor net die voetstappen kom aan. En die voetstappen aankom. Ek sien hy, ek sit reg op, want ek het nou die wit jurk nog aan. En hy haarklop ter. Ek sê, moenie haarklop nie. Ek sê, moenie haarklop nie. Moenie haarklop, kom terug, ek kreeg koud. En hy kom terug, maar hy is bang vir my, want hy dink... Ek sê, ek kreeg koud asjeblief, sê ek. En hy stoot so, hy stoot die kerf, en hy wil en ek aan die dingetje, hy raak, toe ek in die licht kom, en toe in die licht kom, toe sit hulle net goed aan my. En toe sê ek weg. Dit is wat God kan doen. God sê, waar mens dood spreek, moet die lewe, dis ook om ons die saamstem met die mense wat verkeer praat. Soos pastor sê, praat van die Here, al sê jy het reg, al sê jy het verkeer, sê Jesus lewe, hy is lief vir jou. Nou ek moet hy gaan uitleef, by my familie, ek het my pa begrawe, ek het my ma begrawe, ek het allemaal daar begrawe, my sister, twee sister, hulle is dood, maar ek lewe nog, ek het daar die opportunity gekry om vir mense te sê, dat Jesus lewe, ek het hy gekry, en elke keer as die kinders kom ook, my kinders is ook by die Here, my dogter, voor sy getrou het, mami, die man moes iets na my toe kom, die man kom vra, dis amper so, sy is daar, sy is daar, ga na toe, hulle sal nooit, my sitters, ek moet, hulle is, maar ek is soos een ma, en ek moet vir hulle leiding geef, dis ook om ek my in Desmond se trouw geskryf het, want ek sê dat hy kind is te voor my, want hulle ma so, dis hulle ma vir my groot gemaakt, ek het die ma gehad, maar kyk die maans, daar is nog een moeder van my wat die regeer, die dag toe die Heere wees, hy wil my toevoel, wat Jolien gesê, hy wil my toevoel, toe wees die Heere, daar is my ma, ek moet na haar toe strijd gaan, ek net hulle na arms, want die probleem is te veel, en ek gaan hulle in die arm so klaag, en het, kan ek my uit die kerkie stap, nou waar is ons healing, is hier, God is hier, ons moet dit, altyd dan hoe die Heere is hier, maar ons moet nooit, ons bijeenkomste, moet ons hier met plek, die Heere het met my gepraat, hy het met my begande praat, het gesê, moet nie weg, blijf van my, blijf so na aan my, dan ga jy voel, veilig voel, jy gaan gelukkig voel, as jy so worship, dan gaan allerlei probleme, alles gaan weg, alles, ek sê, Heere, ek los het nou echte, as ek uitstap, is ek een nieuwe mens, elke keer as ek uitstap, is ek een nieuwe mens. Ek voel nou soos een mens. Ek voel gelukkig. Ek voel weer, ek is die hondjie nie. Ek is die daar een kant gegooi nie. Ek was mos daar, ek het gegooi, weggegooi gewees. Van my hele familie het moed opgegeen. Maar nie hierdie God nie. God het nog nooit moed opgeen. Ek het buitenkant geslaap. Ek was een beegie. Ek het alles verkeerd gedoen. Maar hierdie God sê, ek was lief vir jou. Ek jou die tijd gehou. Ek het jou gehou in die hoogte van my. Ek het jou geborsvoed. Hoe kan ek daar die God vir iemand anders verrein? Dan moet ek sê, die persoon wat my achter wil, hoe gaan jy? Ek gaan maar na my Jesus toe. Dit is wat ek altyd sê vir myself. Moenie laat mens niks ding van jou meer nie. Want ek het dit hier gevind. En ek het vir haar die mense gesê ook vrijdag. Toe ek vir hulle, toe sê ek vir hulle, ek gaan net luister. Waar is die sofa kerk? En ek vir Christie gevra. Is hy nie nabij die sofa kerk? Want hulle wil ook nou in die sofa kerk behoort. Hulle moet weet, ons het iets groots. Wat ons sê, ons weet nie dat ons die iets groot het nie. Maar ek moes daar in blikheid gaan sê, wat Jesus hier vir my gedoen het. En ek voel proud op die kerk. Ek voel proud om deel te wees van hierdie gemeente. Ek voel proud om so klom sisters en broers te het, wat vir my lief is. En die Heere soek lief, Heere, die Heere seën. Amen.
Baie mooi. Dankie, Lies. So, prachtig, prachtig. Wat een mooi getuienis. Wow. Nou. Is daar enig iemand anders wat iets wil deel? Henry. Is Henry, heb ek het gesê? Yes, kom ons geef Henry lekker aan de klap.
this would be my second testimony ever in my life, ever. So this morning, I testified for the first time ever in my life. I was always too scared. But in Encounter 3, something afterwards, like I discussed this morning what happened, afterwards, on the drive home, I got answer and how he wants to use me for my destiny that he gave me. He wants to use me as an evangelist. In all glory to God, because I'm ready for it.
Think of testifying, but I thought maybe I need to tell all of you on Thursday, by the grace of God, we are 49 years married. Wow. I didn't ask permission, that is right. But my brothers and sisters should know. Wow, you see. And you know, if you want to hear a miracle, this Dutch sort of independent kind of woman, I was a woman's liber. I am going for it. This is it. And here this lovely, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, young, handsome from England, and me from Holland, two opposite, not so far apart, but in terms of, what would you say, culture. Yeah, the Dutch are, So... Now, truly, to be honest, this truly needed more than one miracle to get this work together. Because there was a lot what needed to be done in my life to get changed. And you know, I was sort of hard cop, and I was not keen to be changed, but... But the Lord, I had someone, a gentleman coming to the gallery, and I always like to share about the Lord. So, and I said, where are you from? And he said, Trinidad. It was Trinidad, huh? And I said, Chuch, do you know, we've been in Trinidad. Wow, he said, what, how? Now, we worked together on a cruise liner, and that is where our love story started. So I'm now telling him about our love affair and how this turned out. And he said, how long have you been married? So I it was about 45 years. Wow, how do you do that? So now that is a miracle. So I had every opportunity to share with this gentleman how God can change you. But so the Lord gave me a nugget. And you have God here. Now, when we married, both of us, we were wild and no Christians. So a lot had to be done. But so when we came to the Lord, we said, God is in the middle of it. He is our focus, and here we need to stay and keep our eyes on. And so the Lord let me share with this young man, you know, if Rosita stayed the way she was, she would have drifted. And Derek would have said, okay, she's not going, I drift too. But when Rosita said, Lord, Your will be done in our lives, in my life, even when I don't like it, even I will obey you. So, and then what happens, Derek says, "Ooh, she is changing, wow." So he also does. So both are going in the same direction. And I said, then you become more and more one. So he was gobsmacked. He said, I have to tell my parents. I will never forget your story. I will get to tell my parents how they need to get closer to one another, to get close to God. And how awesome is that? 49 years. Oh, I tell the young man, actually, we love each other more today than when we started. And that is because God becomes your focus and God becomes your one and only. And so that is our story. And may the Lord, that is my heart's desire, that the Lord may still keep us both alive and well and strong for more years.
Many more years. Good. Enige ander getuienisse? Anybody else got a testimony? Yes, come, Tani Adrian. Let's give her hands.
Okay, it was always a desire of my heart to get a prayer shawl from Israel. So I thought, oh, that idea goes on the shelf. So Jessica went to visit people in Pretoria, and one of her friends sent a prayer shawl to me. I didn't ask for it. I didn't say anything about it or anything. A prayer shawl is like they use in Israel, the Messianic Jews used to pray, and it's got tassels. And I need to look up actually what it's all about, because I've always wanted one. For a reason was that because my heart is for the Christian Jews and what's happening now, you know, the... There are good Jews, even though people try to make me differ from my opinion, but I do follow scripture, and Jeremy, our cell leader, has also been telling us about what's happening there in Israel. So there's good and bad of every nation, probably. So, but all our desires for everybody to become Christians, even the people that are anti-Jew, or, you know, but unfortunately at the moment there's anti-Semitism all over the world right now. So it's very sad. So anyway, there my daughter gets this beautiful, looks like a little cushion, you know, with the Israeli thing. I said, oh, this is wonderful, you know. She said to me, no, man, open it. So I open it, and there's the prayer shawl inside. So I feel so blessed, because if stuff comes from Israel, I just feel in my heart, because I'm praying for them. I'm not only praying for them, but what I mean is I'm praying for them, especially the Christians there that are suffering. So it's just amazing that it became possible, something that I thought was never possible. So I almost started to cry. I said, look at this. It's beautiful. So I must take photos, and it's so beautiful, really. And I just want to find out how the Jews use it and stuff like that. I don't know everything about it, but some of us Christians, even some friends of mine and my sister, we've all wanted a prayer shawl. But what's amazing is it came from Israel. So it's really, to me, that's amazing. And it became possible. Thank the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Tani Adrian. What I really like about your testimony is God is in the detail. And just a small desire like that, you know, he made possible. So he sees our hearts. He sees our hearts' desires. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Final one, anybody? Don't have to share. I just want to make space if there's anybody else that wanted to share. Enige van die kinders, wil julle iets sê? Kinders, is julle alright? Wil jy iets sê, Christina? Okay, nee, sê wil jy. Good. Then I want to extend an invitation as we close to respond to the testimonies. Because as Jolene said this morning, you know, each testimony that goes out, there's an invitation with each testimony. Because God, like she said this morning, God is not just the God of Mallory or Elise or Adrian. God is He's the God that sees every need here tonight. Every need here tonight he sees. And the reason why they've testified is because if God can do it for them, He can do it for you. So ons vanoggend gehoor dat die Here het nie wit broodjies nie. Hy's lief vir almal van ons, nê? En as dit vir die een kan doen, kan hy dit vir almal doen. And so if you feeling, for instance, that something's not right inside you, and there's a measure of, I don't know, anxiety, depression, maybe you're not sleeping well, maybe you're very worried about something, we'd love to pray for you. And it could be that even the Lord wants to do a measure of deliverance and bring the freedom that Mallory testified of. We prayed this morning for somebody for deliverance. Derek prayed here for nearly an hour, and there was, I promise you, the woman that before she went down and from after she got up again, it's not the same lady. You just see her eyes, she's just freer. And that's what Jesus does. He comes to set the captives free. And so if you're feeling bound in any way, if you're feeling constricted in any way, we'd love to pray with you tonight. Just if... Elise's testimony as well, that maybe you want to be used by God, but just like, Lord, where? Come and let us pray for you. I didn't hear much of Henry's testimony. I had to go and check at the house, but I heard something about God spoke to him about his calling, if I heard the first part right. Maybe you sitting here tonight, you're like, what's my calling? That's why Henry's testimony went out to you, because God is faithful to speak to you and say, here's the light, walk in the light that I'm going to shine on your path. One of the saddest things is that we can go through our whole life as a Christian and miss what God has got for us. And so if you're foggy or hazy about, God, why am I here? What must I do? Let us pray for you. And then maybe there's something small that you think, no, it's not really important. That's why the prayer shawl testimony was here tonight. It's important because it matters to God. If it matters to you, it matters to God. So let's close our eyes and I'll pray for us. Jesus, we thank you just for a day of testifying, of proclaiming and telling of what you've done and who you are in our lives and in this church. We thank you, Lord, for stories of freedom, stories of deliverance, stories of life, stories of care and compassion, stories of breakthrough. And Father, we bring every heart here tonight, Lord. I'm just so reminded that none of us stumbled in here by chance. You knew before the foundation of the world that we would be here on this night, in this church. And so, mighty God, I pray right now for every single person here. Here, U weet wat in elke hart aangaan, elke uitdaging, elke berg, elke reus wat in ons pad staan. God, you know about the fears and the anxieties and the worries of tomorrow and this week. And so, Lord, we bring that all before you. We bring that all before you right now. Thank you for your love and your care for each one of us. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Father, I pray that those, Lord, that need to respond and need to receive prayer, even need to receive deliverance, that they would come forward, that we can pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if any of these testimonies have touched you in a special way, I really want to encourage you, don't miss out. Come forward, let us pray for you right now.
join us here in the front, and we're gonna minister. We're gonna start ministering to people right now. But so Lord, I just bless everybody else, Father, and I thank you, Jesus, that you will be with us in this week. Lord, I bless them with life. I bless them, Lord, with a walk that's close to you. May your face shine on us. May your hand be on us. May your protection be around us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you. Thanks for coming tonight. Please, if you need prayer, we're going to be in the front. Otherwise, have an amazing week.